It's calving season on Kids and Capitalism, and today we talk to Jacob Manley, owner and operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company. My name is Otis, your multimedia kidtrepreneur, and this is the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. As I mentioned earlier, it's calving season, and we took the drive out to the farm to learn a little bit about the cost of cattle. One thing I can tell you for sure is when you bottle feed a calf, you better hold on tight. Those baby calves are strong and hungry. Up next, the owner and the operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, Jacob Manley, talks about cattle and capital.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you. My name is Otis, your multimedia kidtrepreneur, and this is the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Up next, the owner and the operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, Jacob Manley.
First of all, I'm Jacob Manley. I own an operated feedlot in Barnesville, North Dakota, where it's mainly dairy cattle, and we background purebred black Angus.
What's the difference between dairy cows and Angus cows?
Dairy cows are raised for their milk, whereas purebred black Angus are raised mainly for their meat.
How much do Angus cows cost?
Well, that just depends on the market and the demand. Say you have a purebred commercial or purebred registered heifer. Right now, that heifer non-pregnant going for about $1,800.
How long have you been doing this for?
I've owned this herd for 5 years. I grew up on a 12,000-acre ranch in Wyoming and been doing that. That was about 20 years ago.
How much does it cost to feed them every day?
In the wintertime, it costs anywhere from $1.50 to $2.50 per head per day, depending on what stage of growth they're in.
How much do you sell them for?
Right now, a bred cow is going from anywhere from $2,800 to $3,500.
What was your first job?
My first job would have been ranch hand on my father's ranch in Wyoming, and that was basically feeding cattle and making sure they were healthy.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You're most welcome.
To listen to the entire interview with Jacob Manley, owner and operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, or to listen to other Kids and Capitalism KidCasts, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. From the entire cast at Kids and Capitalism, I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them a child of shame. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a fake or real, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker, but don't you know, let this moment pass.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Crummy, professional photographer.
I've noticed you've got a variety of different sizes. You've got everything from $1 to $200 photos just in my eyesight. You might have more, you might be less, but that's just in my eyesight. To me, it says that you've had to come up with some different price points in order to sustain your business model. Is that how did that come about?
Over the process of several shows, you learn what price point people are willing to open up the wallet. And the $1 4x6 postcard size prints, it's an interest grabber for mm-hmm. one thing, but it's just kind of a constant sale all during the show. And I enjoy when the kids come up and ask mom for a buck to get a photo they like. So I've learned that you have to have a wide variety of price ranges for people, because not everybody's got a budget that can support a $200 print. But so process of earlier shows, you learn the business.
To listen to the full-length interview with professional photographer Bruce Crummy, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Here's to not letting this moment pass.
Enough on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
I'm giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can-